Too often, and we've all seen this, right? You search for something and then you get these search results that are really low quality. But that's plagued the search engine result pages for years.
But I do think there's been a lot more in the last year or so because everyone's just been using AI to start generating those contexts. I love the fact he's mixed inbound and outbound together and there's like blurred the lines of marketing and sales. And I think that's what I think Taya's been always talking about as well, just making sure that you do like all the assignment selling and bits and pieces.
That's true, actually. Yeah. We think about the same.
But instead of doing that, they say, hey, you're an expert in HubSpot. Why don't you contribute to a content, or like, can you give us your thoughts on this new beta feature or something that, you know, HubSpot's ruling out or whatever they've got in there, right? And then, so now he encourages
you. Like, hey, Sammy, as a HubSpot expert.
Exactly.
Why don't you give us your opinion on some of the most under-leveraged factors? And we get that. We're like, oh, someone's asking me something.
Egoistic, right?
Right? It's vanity. And it works, man, especially with marketers. Absolutely. That stuff works. Can print money with that. Welcome to Inbound Buzz. My name is Moby Sadiq and I'm joined by Mr. Semi for episode 156. How are you, Semi?
Good, Mobs. Good. How are you?
Very well, very well. For those of you who don't know, we've actually known Semi for many, many years. He's been a friend of Red Pandas for like 5-6 years, but actually recently started working for us in our HubSpot division. So Semi, like, you know, officially welcome to the show, and you've been in Red Pandas for a little while now, so, you know, welcome there too.
Yeah, thanks very much, Mose, but like, I can't get away from that, you know, the hair of yours.
Right, okay, the hair.
Happened there?
Fine. So, okay, if you're watching the video version, if you're not, tune in, redpandas.com.au/EP156. I actually got my hair dyed gray and it actually really suited me. Like, some people even say the blonde now suits me. But after four, my hair's very dark, like it's dark South Asian hair. But after 4 days, the gray fell out and you just went blonde. And I went to a good place. I used all the purple, blue shampoo, all the stuff they told me. But, you know, that South Asian hair, man, it's too dark.
How's the clients react to that?
Well, sometimes I jump on the call. They're like, whoa. You know, I'm like, yeah. So it's a bit of an icebreaker. But anyway, awesome. Cool. Let's get on with the news. What's making news today, Simi?
So for the episode or the part of News Buzz. So Google has done, and I think we might have talked about it. You guys might have talked about it with Tony in the past episodes. Google has launched a March 2024 core update. And in that update, hundreds of websites have been de-indexed. So, you know, that's obviously, that has made a huge impact on, you know, the websites in general, but they've been specifically targeting low quality content, which is AI generated, right? Again, I think it just shows that good content, you know, always does better, I'm guessing.
Yeah.
But it's just interesting.
No, absolutely. So we did touch on this, but now we're seeing a lot of the rollout effects of this. So for years, like, too often, and we've all seen this, right? You search for something and then you get these search results that are really low quality, like really light, really low quality. So that's plagued the search engine result pages for years.
But I do think there's been a lot more in the last year or so because everyone's just been using AI to start generating those contexts. Is it a good thing?
I think it's a great thing. I think it's an absolutely great thing, especially, you know, it depends on what you're trying to do. If you're trying to do hacky, spammy tactics, then it's bad for you, right? But like the way we've always told our clients to market, you know, listeners of the show will know about They Ask You Answer.
Yeah.
These are great for our clients and, to be honest, Semi, our business, because with They Ask You Answer, one of the key principles, if you do it properly, is hiring a content writer 3 days a week.
Yeah.
And when I first, sorry, not 3 days a week, full time to do three articles.
Publishing 3 days a week.
And when I mentioned this for the first time to people, they don't understand. They're like, whoa, like a full timer to do just three articles?
Well, firstly,
if you do use AI, you can get away with doing newsletters and social posts and a whole bunch of stuff. But to do a proper article properly, to research it, speak to sales, you know, make sure it's unique and it's actually touching customer pain points, it takes minimum 5 hours. We know that from hundreds of examples.
Yeah.
So that type of stuff, like, it's not that this is like the Taya update, but in a way it is a Taya update because Taya is all about quality.
Yeah.
But just goes to show.
Yeah, but like at the same time, like, you know, de-indexing sites, you know, has significant consequences, right? Like there are a lot of, like,
honestly, organic the sites searches that have been de-indexed and stuff being probably deserve to be de-indexed.
Okay, fair enough.
Right? And I know that's really, really harsh, but there's a difference between de-indexed and like lower ranked, right? Like de-indexed have probably been completely removed, and then like lower prioritized or lower ranked, whatever, they lose it. Now, those guys, they probably don't deserve it, and I would hazard a guess some of our clients might fall into that bank.
Yeah.
But I think it's a good signal to create really good content and not just rely on AI.
Yeah. I think doing both is using both.
It's AI assist. Right. That's right.
Moving on. So Amazon will start letting sellers paste their link onto their website or Amazon product page, so then AI can create a product page for them. So if you say, for example, if you have a separate store on like Squarespace, you can copy your product link URL and paste it to Amazon, and it will just generate a product page for you.
Yeah.
Which I thought that was pretty interesting. Like, instead of you spending hours and hours trying to write, you know, copy the images, the text, all that stuff.
It's using generative AI, which is what ChatGPT is, right? Generative AI. So it's really, really clever. It will do the descriptions, the images. It will pull all of that for you. And already, like Amazon's other AI features, they say like 80% of people find them useful.
Yeah.
So sellers, right?
Yeah. No, it's interesting because I think AI is just it's just making us do things much faster. At the same time, like, it's adding a lot of value. And this is one of those areas that Amazon's making most of it.
I love this, especially for smaller businesses who they're too busy to create proper Amazon profiles. 100%. If you're running an e-com website or you're running something where you can sell online, not just e-com, but something you can actually sell online, and you want to put it on Amazon, like, now's your chance. Take that product listing page, do 20 at a time, and then get your listings up. Like, it's incredible.
It's just additional audience, right? Like, if you have got the website anyway, if it's going to create it for you, you know, you might as well just copy that, paste it, right?
Exactly.
It's a good tool. So,
last one.
Apparently, TikTok is being banned in the US.
This is like the never-ending story. It looks like it's finally happening. I'm upset about this because it's the only network that I actually have decent followers on. Even though I haven't been on it for a long time. But yeah, so the US House of Representatives has overwhelmingly approved a bill that will force TikTok to be banned. Unless, and this is really like there's a really, like, I don't want to say there's a justice side of me that really annoys me when, you know, like, powers and the government, which I'm not going to get political, right? I'm not going to do that. That's not the type of show this is. But it annoys me when people throw their political weight around, because so it's essentially TikTok. So essentially what they're saying is, like, unless ByteDance sells TikTok off, they're going to be banned.
Yeah.
But I think that's really unfair, because if you look into it a little bit deeper, Semi, like, if you look at the shadow banning cases, and a lot that has been happening a lot these days because of the conflicts and the stuff that's been happening in the world, but there's been a lot of reports and people have done studies and analysis on this, that certain views are favored over other views.
Yeah.
Not according to how popular they are, but just because certain people don't want those views out. This is happening on Instagram. It's happening on Twitter and Facebook. And this is not like low quality. Like, this is like, clearly people have said, no, that's right, that's wrong. And TikTok has been largely immune to that, because they just kind of, I say it's the best algorithm. Like,
I agree.
The parent in me is like, that's terrible because it's like crack for our brains. But the marketing team is really, really impressed, because they're the ones, Reels, YouTube Shorts, literally copied their playbook, because their algorithm, how sticky it is and how smart it is according to what you like, is like second to none.
That's true.
But look, it is what it is. But I think the main thing is, right, if we kind of bring it back to our ground, our home ground, is we say this all the time, the importance of owned land, not rented land.
Yeah.
That's why we focus on, like, when businesses come to us and they have a marketing problem, we always focus on owned land first. Yeah, you got to create videos. Of course you do. Create videos, put them on your website, house them on your website. Articles, blogs, the stuff that will get organic reach.
Yeah.
That'll be immune to any Google algorithm change. And then, of course, you know, we do a podcast too. We have it on networks as well. But we have our house in order first. We have our owned house in order first before we start playing around with. This is like Facebook all over again, when people build businesses on Facebook, and then Facebook was like, organic reach is gone.
I think it's that it's very true, trying to make sure that you own your followers or you own your audience, right? It's just like making sure that you've got the
email
details,
database.
Email database.
That's what it is. Absolutely.
Yeah. Implement HubSpot.
That's right. That's right. So moving on, what's our featured buzz today, Simi?
So featured buzz for today. So Databox have shared this post. They have a very innovative and clever way for basically mixing, blending inbound and outbound together. Now, for those people that are aware, traditionally marketing is normally left for inbound. Right?
Yeah, they build the leads.
They build the Google leads, ads, they pull the posts out, yep. They just let everyone know about it, right? And sales' job is to go out there and outbound and call these people, make sure that they're buying from the service, right? Mm. So what Databox have done is created a...
Well, before they do that...
Actually, you know what?
Yeah, talk about
I want to talk about the results.
Yeah, yeah.
And then we can go into how they did it, right? So... so far, based on the whatever they did, right, this quarter, they said they've generated 500 signups for their free product plus. So 500 plus signups, just to be clear. And then they initiated 50 plus new partnership agreements and have created 22 new lead opportunities, right? And that's just so far till now. They expect a 2x this next quarter. And by the end of the year, 10x.
This is crazy.
That's insane.
It's crazy. So a lot of people on the podcast, if you're from a marketing background, you know what Databox is. For those who don't, it's like a really good reporting platform. They do a lot more than that, but a very, very good reporting benchmarking platform. And the post we will share in the show notes, redpandas.com.au/EP156. It was from Peter Caputa. And Pete, I'm going to share this with you. I'm so sorry for mispronouncing your name. I love your content. You're amazing what you guys do at Databox. But anyway, so it shares this really, really interesting post, yeah. Right? But anything else you want to say on that before I kind of...
No, it's just like, you know, I love the fact that he's mixed inbound and outbound together and there's like blurred the lines of marketing and sales. And I think that's what I think Taylor's been always talking about as well, just making sure that you do like all the assignment selling and bits and pieces.
That's true, actually. Yeah, yeah. We think about assignment prospecting is like correct. Where you'll give them... homework, but yeah. You're absolutely right. It's similar, but this is really innovative. So yeah. What he does is like, he says in his post that most companies think of outbound and inbound, like you say, as two separate channels.
That's right? Correct.
So marketing, like you say, does the inbound and generates the lead for the sales, and sales does the outbound prospecting. But when you look at the studies, and this is common sense, this is one of those common sense statistics. If you look at the most effective methods of generating leads, it's inbound. You know, when yeah. You do it right, it's inbound. Like 39% in their study, I think 39% was the highest number in terms of what? How do you say that? Like, I think it was 39% of all
inbound,
leads.
Yeah, it was inbound.
Was inbound. It was the highest.
Was source. Inbound the highest source? Yeah, and yeah. Then there was like outbound in between. They were both. They did a full study on that.
Something like that. Yeah. So common sense, right?
Yeah.
If you do it right, inbound's always highest quality and convert faster or whatnot, right? Now, I know this actually works because I've followed Databox for a really, really long time and they've done this with me. But what they actually do is they'll actually – what Pete says is why don't we actually blend that? If inbound is the stuff that works,
mm-hmm.
Why don't we do like enable our outbound team to leverage it?
Yeah.
You know, as opposed to, hey, book a meeting. Like, because that's what normally a platform would do. Hey, check out this – like it happens to us all the time. We're an agency. Hey, we've got this great platform we think your customers would love. Check it out.
Mm.
He's like, no. Get your outbound team – to have success with inbound, like using inbound methods.
Yeah.
So let's talk about now how, because I'm sure if you're interested so far, you're like, how? We're going to talk about that now.
So the first step is...
One of the first things they do
is like, we ask them to contribute to content we're creating, right? So like, it's very shallow in the beginning, but when you start thinking about it a little bit and then, you know, follow their things, like I'll give you an example. It's like, you're on HubSpot. I'm, you know, being the one HubSpot for a bit right now. So it's like someone reaches out to me via an email and says, hey, you know, would you like to XYZ sign up to HubSpot? Instead of doing that.
Or like a platform for HubSpot.
Or platform for HubSpot, or whatever it is, right? Like, oh, you know, we do AI, what, you know, the fancy stuff they've got around right now. But instead of doing that, they say, hey, you're an expert in HubSpot. Why don't you contribute to a content? Or like, can you give us a thought on this new beta feature or something that, you know, HubSpot's ruling out or whatever they've got in there, right? And then, so now he encourages
you. Like, hey, Sammy, as a HubSpot expert.
Exactly.
Why don't you give us your opinion on some of the most under-leveraged factors?
Exactly.
And we get that. We're like, someone's asking me something.
Egoistic, right?
Right. It's vanity. And it works, man, especially with marketers. Absolutely. That stuff works. You can print money with that. But yeah, you're right. Like, so that's what he's talking about.
That's what he's talking about. And so now you're compelled to then, you know, start writing, you know, something for them. It's just a great way of bringing that in.
I think it's so, so clever. And I know this is working because I know Peter is I haven't had the pleasure of meeting Peter or speaking to him, but we have common friends in, you know, the digital space. And I know they do great work. I know they do really, really well. And I know this working because, like, from years ago, if I'm not mistaken, I've been asked to contribute to articles. And I can't remember if I have or if they ever took us up on it or whatever. But they're still doing it, right? Yeah. But that, you're right. Like, that's the first way. But we've got four. The second way is they offer customers the ability to benchmark their performance against other competitors or other people in the industry. So, for example, like, and they have like a website, like, you know, benchmark Databox or something like that, where you can actually like, you might say that I want to benchmark my organic traffic, or I want to benchmark my paid media against websites like me. I'm looking on their website. You can benchmark integrations like Google Analytics, HubSpot, plus 70 or more different metrics, right? Impressions, clicks, deals, and sales.
Yeah.
Because they're really clever. Like, they're a reporting platform.
Yeah, absolutely.
So they're like, okay, we will share, not the private information. They're not going to share. That would be wrong. But we're going to benchmark you against all the data we have. That's really, really clever.
Yeah, it's interesting because now it gives you a sense of, you know, how you're doing in a platform, right? Like, when they've got the data and you'll be able to go, okay, cool, like, I understand where I stand.
Mm.
It gives you a lot more clarity on, you know, how well you're doing, right? And it's really cool because the next thing they also offer is...
Which is very similar, but...
Yeah, it's similar, but again, they offer now access to the research, right? Again, another product. And how other companies are running their business part. Right. So then you're able to go, okay, cool. Like, how's my industry performing? And how are they doing their thing? And so you'll be able to spend a bit more time on that. Right.
Yeah. So the way I interpret that is like, yeah, cool. So, Sammy, you and I might put our individual businesses in and benchmark. But now they have all this data that they could put into a report and then offer it as a second thing. So it's like really, really clever how they're chaining these things together.
Just
there's probably other ways where they get market research, they'll do surveys and stuff, but they're just, you know, leveraging off something they're already doing really well and turning into another thing, which is crazy.
Yeah.
And the final thing is, and I know this too because I actually participated in this, partnerships, right? So one of the big things for a lot of businesses, especially B2B, big ways to grow is have partnerships. So obviously with Databox, it's agencies, it's data providers, business analysts, I'm sure a whole bunch of others. So for prospective partners, they offer them to do a bunch of stuff using a certification. Now, I love this. This is actually from like HubSpot. I don't know, HubSpot's probably not the first one who did it, but one of the best that I can think about in the last 15 years or so, where HubSpot came up with certifications, inbound marketing certification. They've just kind of hijacked marketing and like they codified it in a way where, and now I know like a lot of, especially when people start at Red Pandas, we get them all to do an inbound marketing certification. It's free.
Yeah.
A lot of people at university do this now as well. Yeah. Really, really smart. So it's a page out of their book. And the course that they have, if I'm not mistaken.
Benchmark partner certification course.
Right. So,
you become a benchmark partner for you to then run. Benchmarks.
Yeah. So what it is, it's learn how to use benchmark and survey data to easily more acquire, retain your ideal clients.
Yeah.
So it's really, really cool, right? Now, this was really clever. And I know this because like it wasn't from his post, but I just know. So Peter had put out a post and he said, we're releasing this course and it was value, 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 right?
Mm.
And this works very well on LinkedIn, like swipe my file. And that's quite common. Swipe my file. We've done that too.
Yeah.
Download this template. They went a step further, right? So he puts his post out and then I get a message, a DM from Nikos from his team. And it's like, hey, look, took us a bit longer. Here's the course. It's a soft launch. We've only shared this with those who have entered our waiting list. So please don't share it outside your organization. And Doran, Nikos and Peter, we won't. We love you guys. We respect you guys. This is the final chapter. There is a final chapter waiting to be uploaded. This has got like HubSpot, Alex Hormozi. It's got it's growth got hacking written all over
it. It's got all together, yeah.
And I absolutely love it. I think it's so smart. I take my hat off to them. They're releasing something. They're pre-releasing something,
yeah.
Soft launching it, and like, you know, essentially like, you know, building a little bit of buzz around it. But I think it's so clever, so smart.
Yeah, it is. It's yeah, it's just really interesting the way they think about the strategy, put it together and execute on it and then be able to measure it. And look, the results speak for themselves, right? Like 500 plus signups for a free product, 22 leads in like, you know, in the beginning of the year.
And still, I love how they've evolved it.
And they're like, and I like the fact that they're sharing it, you know, like they're sharing the fact that it's here valuable for people to use, you know.
Now, I think what we can take away from this, because also like Sammy, we were talking about this, some of this stuff yeah. we can do for ourselves,
absolutely.
Right? Some of our clients is, you know, and they've got, I think he says in his post, and again, it will be in the show notes, they've got like four full-time marketers or four people doing this, which is like really cool, really efficient, right? Now,
very lean.
If you go back to the first thing we spoke about, contributor content, it's still really, really cool. Like maybe the space in the marketing world, to be honest, you could still do it in the marketing world or the agency world might be crowded, but think of your industries. Like think about like if you're an architect and you want to reach out to designers and you want to get their opinion on stuff.
Yeah.
Like this is such a smart way to get them into your ecosystem, onto your database. And like he says, 500 signups, you know, it's like, okay, cool. I'm actually interested in this brand now. That's what inbound marketing
it's also is about. Less intrusive, right? Like it's like, you know, when you send that first email out, you're asking for them to be an expert, like you said, right? And give their feedback. Like that's way more intrusive than making a salesperson give a phone call and be like, hey, I saw you, you know, click on our link or whatever it is. You know, can you like just, you know, what do you need? You know what I mean?
So
it's a lot easier.
And if you were thinking as we started, like that's how you blend outbound with inbound. That's how you blend your outbound stuff or your salespeople, whatever you want to call them, right? I think they're using marketers for this.
Definitely
a inbound way.
It's definitely a sneaky way.
It's great. It's and we love it. We absolutely love it. Sammy, any parting thoughts before we wrap up the show?
Nah, man, it's been great. Just can't get over the hair of yours, but otherwise, love it.
Thank you. Thank you, Sammy. And guys, we'll join you again for another episode of Inbound Buzz.
Thanks for listening to Inbound Buzz. Learn anything? Return the favor by spreading the word. Want to make your mark in digital? Need help with your digital strategy, inbound and marketing automation efforts? Then visit redpandas.com.au and be sure to tune in next time for another Inbound Buzz hit.